Okay. So it's officially 11 o'clock, and it's officially time to talk about one of the most controversial subjects of all time. Video game adaptations. All of our lives, we've had games that we loved. We, of course, wanted to see a fantastic version of it. And at some point in time, maybe that actually happened. So we have a wonderful group of panelists. Hi, by the way, my name is Warren Billis. We're hosting this thing. And panelists, if you will introduce yourself, let's jump right off the table.
Hey, wait a second.
What?
I'm at the wrong place.
Are you?
This is not Dinwiddie?
This is not. This is the Buckingham.
Well, guess what?
What's that?
I'm going someplace.
Okay, then.
All right, everybody. Hang out with you.
That's why everything.
Do you still want proof you're on this panel?
Absolutely. Really, come on. Ready, ready?
I could really blackmail him. I got to figure out what Dinwiddie is now.
Good luck on that.
Incredible.
Dinwiddie is a couple rooms that way.
It's upstairs.
Oh, did not know that.
Yeah, Dinwiddie's upstairs.
I didn't know this was here until 12 minutes ago, so that's fine. All right, so, well, panelists, now the viewer, please, by all means, introduce yourself to the world. Let's go ahead and jump off the bat. Go ahead and tell them your favorite video game adaptation. Oh, you thought that was going to be later.
All right. Well, my name is Sean Gleason. I'm here because I host a Doctor Who podcast, so that makes absolute sense why I'm on this panel. Podcast is called Doctor Who's That, wherein I introduce somebody who has no idea what Doctor Who is to the show. Starting from 1963 and watching the whole thing in order.
Wow.
We are halfway through the second Doctor now.
Okay. Okay.
And my favorite video game adaptation, wow, that, you know, that's a question I never actually thought of.
Wow.
And it's like...
What if the last be that on the panel?
I could absolutely troll people by saying the original Super Mario Brothers movie, because that movie is hilariously
There's
stupid.
An argument to be made.
But the truth is, it's probably Detective Pikachu.
That Fair enough.
Movie was great.
It's a really good one. I'm Cheeky Cosplay, and I promise I'm a cosplayer. It's just like really gloomy outside and cold, and I didn't want to get dressed this morning. I've been a cosplayer since 2001. I mostly do craftsmanship, costume contests, judging. I will be a masquerade judge later. And I am the cosplay department director for NekoCon, if you go to NekoCon. And I don't think it's a surprise that I'm about to say that my favorite video game adaptation is Fallout.
Nice.
Clearly your cosplay is catalyst.
I was going to wear Fallout cosplay this morning, but... I stepped outside for breakfast this morning. I'm like, it's cold. I'm good.
Welcome! Okay, so yeah, and I'm one of Billy Flynn. I host GeekRadioDaily.com, which will be in this room at 4 o'clock today. We have prizes because I will try to bribe you to get you to come here. That's awesome. If I have to say my favorite video game adaptation, it's probably because the first honest-to-God good one that we had... Stay with me. By our time and measure at the time, the original Mortal Kombat, because it was the first time we went, oh my God, that's actually kind of like the game that they're doing. That's pretty close. And let's be honest, was worlds better than Street Fighter? What is the first video game adaptation you remember coming across? What was the what was the one?
Yeah, I mean. I'm trying to think when the timeline of things. It might have been that Super Mario Brothers movie that I mentioned.
Okay.
And that movie is both terrible and amazing. I mean, Dennis Hopper kind of... Dennis Hopper makes any movie that he's in.
That's true.
And, wow. And he goes all out in that, like he does in everything. But it's amazing.
Yeah, kind of in the same camp. I saw Super Mario Brothers as a child, and I was like, Mom, this is not... this is not Super Mario Brothers. And she's like, that's what they said it was. And I said...
It's right there. It's on the title. Look at the poster.
Can I play Mario Kart instead of watching this? And she's like, yeah, I guess. I don't think I've made it through a full watching. Same with... With the Mortal Kombat movies. Those are just movies that got played in bars that I got dragged to as a child. And it was like, that sure is on the TV right now, and it doesn't look good.
Super Mario is probably for a lot of people, because that was our first live action video game adaptation. Mm-hmm. No one had ever thought to do it before. We've played with some stuff. I mean, we had the Saturday morning cartoons from the 80s. CBS even having, what are they called, Starcade was a game show.
Powercade.
Well, it was a little anthology rotating shows. There was a Donkey Kong cartoon, a Pole Position cartoon, a Q-Bert cartoon featured into it. And, you know, for the most part, because that's all video games were stuff for kids, so it made sense that they would do video game adaptations, including, you know, our own Super Mario Brothers with Captain Lou Albano in the live-action segment, which is good. So let's very quickly talk about that, because I think that for as limited as it was, you did have some decent video game adaptations as cartoons. Obviously not Pac-Man. However, come on. Do you remember that there was a Dragon's Lair cartoon?
Yeah.
Dirk the Daring having adventures, and before they went to commercials, because the commercial was a thing, kids, before they went to commercials, they would set up a little cliffhanger. And here's what Dirk could do, and give you like three options. You had to pick which one. Hey, go to commercial, you come back, you see which one sucked and which one was the right one. Trying to capture the feel of the game, so kudos to them. What was a successful video game adaptation cartoon that you enjoyed?
You know, as a kid, I haven't watched it in years, so I'm sure it's terrible, but I always, as a kid, enjoyed the, you know, Legend of Zelda cartoons when we had those during the Super Mario Brothers. Yeah. I remember it being fun and being the one that I always looked forward to and being disappointed whenever it was a Super Mario cartoon and not a Zelda one. But yeah, like I said, I'm fairly certain that probably does not hold up. But
it's not terrible, but yeah. Because not that, about 4 or 5 months ago, went on a rewatch of that, because after the new Super Mario Brothers, you know, movie, my little girl was like, "What do you mean?" I was like, "No, there was a Mario Brothers TV show." "What?" So we mainlined a bit of that for a while, which was, wow, Elvira was on everything.
Pokemon. Especially the first movie.
Okay.
And the soundtrack slapped. M2M, Don't Say You Love Me. Yes. That soundtrack's still great. And the feels that movie captured, the Pokemon hitting each other, the Psyducks having a slap battle and crying, still gets me every time. I'm going to cry about it later.
Okay.
Yeah, wow. It's moving.
You're an adult? You're okay.
I did get a badge ribbon that says the fact I'm legally an adult is hysterical. So. I am very much an adult. I'm married and I have a mortgage. It's almost too adult. But yes, I will go cry about Psyduck later.
Okay. All right. So for better or worse, the Super Mario Bros. Movie decided, everyone's like, "Oh my God, well, we can make a video game movie. Of course we can. Why can't we?" So we had a whole plethora of them that came out right there in those early 90s, and just every time, you know, you wanted to believe, you wanted to get your hopes up, because really, how can you screw up Double Dragon? Double Dragon was such an easy concept. Two brothers who do martial arts have to fight to get a girlfriend back. That should be a very simple thing to do. Kudos to Robert Patrick for being the Dennis Hopper of Double Dragon, but we had stuff like that. So when our first rush of video game movies happened, what was the one where you rolled your eyes the most?
I mean, it's... The Double Dragon movie was terrible. I'm thinking of just... Street Fighter was another one that was both amazing and terrible. Amazing because, again, you have a great actor in Raul Julia absolutely slumming it, but going as big as humanly possible, which made that movie amazing to watch, and it makes it very rewatchable. But there are so many eye-rolling moments in that movie. And just, yeah. I mean, but all those original video game adaptations were not good. Not good at all. And gave the genre a real reputation as, you know.
Oh, Lord, yes. It used to be an insult where some, like, straight-to-DVD, low-budget action flick, oh, it's like a video game movie. That was just a slap in the face because of all the terrible, terrible ones. Yeah. So, what caused you to groan immensely?
Tron.
Tron?
I really dislike Tron.
Okay, now that's a movie based about video games, but it wasn't based on a video game.
It was.
No!
Tron was a video game.
Tron was a video game. But the movie was first.
It was?
It was.
Okay. I'm barely an adult.
Yes. Yes. I was there. Trust me.
Okay, I believe you then.
My name is Flynn.
I wasn't there.
Trust me. Trust me.
But why would you make a video game about a bad movie?
Because the light cycles were awesome.
Yeah.
The light cycles were incredible. And the Tron arcade game could have just been the light cycles. That would have been great. But then they made Discs of Tron, which, holy God, there's a good video game. There's a fantastic video game.
It's not my cup of tea.
That's fine.
That's fine.
Are you talking about the original or the legacy?
The original one.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So when you say Tron, there's only one movie called Tron. There is no such movie as Jaws 1. Sorry. I have standards. So, well, obviously, you know, for me, it's Mortal Kombat, but really, what was the first time a video game movie happened where you're like, oh my God, they actually got one right?
Again, I'm fully in the Street Fighter camp because it's terrible, but at least you have people, you know, fighting, and you have an amazing M. Bison. So I love that movie, even if it's bad. Street Fighter's probably my Mortal Kombat, because Mortal Kombat, I was just like, it's okay, it has Highlander in it, so I'll watch it. I absolutely love Street Fighter.
We had the Johnny Cage horror moment, it was fantastic. Yes. It was fantastic.
And then you have, and then I just keep thinking of Mortal Kombat 2.
Oh, no, no.
Where they Johnny Cage.
We don't think about Annihilation. Annihilation at all. Other than I watched it when I was actually at work. I was in the military, then worked at the Pentagon, and we would have like off-site jobs. We went off-site. We're like, hey, you know the new Mortal Kombat's playing. I want to go. Sure, there you go. That was your tax dollars at work right there. And that was the thing. That movie was so bad. I was like, you know, we could have been at work. That's how bad that was. So what's the first one that got you hopeful for the future of video game entertainment?
Tomb Raider.
Yes. Okay.
And I think it was the strong female lead that really did it for me, versus a lot of the other video game adaptations didn't have the best female representation. But Tomb Raider was like, I was like, okay, yeah, I haven't even played this game. I might play this game now. I didn't, by the way. I never did. But that's okay, because I live in two worlds, Fallout and Farming Sims. Which would make a terrible movie adaptation.
I mean, Field of Dreams did okay. Okay. Well, that went a little better than I thought it was going to.
Awesome. Possibly do a Stardew Valley movie. More like a TV anthology theory?
But then I feel like if you did a movie based on things where you could like you could choose like multiple potential spouses, you just get mad if they pick the wrong one.
You know,
that's about like anthology TV show where you follow each resident of a
instead of following like the protagonist that you created. I could see
you
that.
Just date the farm.
It'd be very like slice of life. Very.
What about Farmville Wants a Wife? How about that?
And I say Farming Sims.
I'm trying to make a mass appeal.
I'm
thinking like an executive.
Stardew Valley, Harvest Moon, Story of Seasons, Harvestella. Have y'all played Harvestella? So pretty. Like, do you like Final Fantasy, but farming?
I love Final Fantasy.
Yeah. Harvestella. Look it up. It's great.
Okay.
You know, I don't recommend a farming sim video game adaptation.
While I don't know about any farming sim adaptations, they are apparently making a The Sims movie.
There is talk.
I'm on board if they only speak in Simlish.
Yes.
With subtitles.
Have the idea. Make the main villain the player.
Yes. The main, the and there's at some point someone just puts in cheat codes and like all this stuff happens. Because you can't play Sims without cheat codes.
Type in mother, somebody types mother load and just tons of simoleons drops on from the sky on top of somebody.
I'm on board.
The sequence about the player and how it's controlling the Sims' life, but the monologue about how terrible it all is entirely delivered in Simlish. With them. It's just like crying in Simlish.
And then when they build a pool and suddenly they take the ladder away.
Oh God! I want The Sims to be a horror movie.
Yes.
Just all of a sudden, somebody's walking around, living their little Simlish life, and walls just build all around them.
I want to see Hello Sim Neighbor. Yes, I do. Yes, I do. That would be great.
You start the movie and it's just looking at someone on the sidewalk walking, and then the plump bob appears above their head. They're forced to do something terrible.
And a cow plant just eats them out of nowhere.
Okay, all right. We start filming next week. Everyone bring your scripts. It's going to be fabulous. Let's go.
So after Mario, after our stupid Double Dragon, blah, 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 and even Street Fighter, whatever, we had like a nice run of middling movies that really kind of tried to want to sort of be better but weren't. So what is a guilty pleasure? What is something other when you started getting all the other ones coming out? What is something that didn't quite hit the mark exactly, but you're still like, you know what, I enjoy this, and I'll be the controversial guy in the room. I kind of liked the Final Fantasy Spirits Awakened movie. I kind of did. They didn't quite get what they were going, but they had a lot of what I loved about Final Fantasy, and they tried to put it on the screen for a mass audience, and at the time, I was kind of impressed with it. More so the DVD, when you had the Easter egg of them doing the Thriller dance, that was really cool. But yeah, you know, I kind of liked it. The actual theatrical big budget movie with a voice cast that I can't remember anybody was in it. Ming-Na Wen was in it, wasn't she?
Yeah,
I remember she was in it. Other than that, I don't remember who all was in it. Was Donald Sutherland in it?
I don't know. I know the.
I don't remember. She's like, I would have done prep for this. I'm so sorry. So yeah,
James Woods was in it.
James Woods.
Oh, yeah, was he the villain?
Yeah, he was a villain.
Wow. Yeah, they said Simpsons did it. Okay.
Honestly, I can't even think of anything from, you know, that sort of middle period, because as far as I'm concerned, you kind
it
of have...
It was Mario, yes. It was Fallout, F everything else.
You kind of have bell curve of movies that I enjoy, and mediocre movies are the things that are at the bottom.
Okay.
So, like, if something is great and amazing, I'll love it. If something is complete, absolute garbage, I'll love it. If something is just kind of mediocre and there, I will absolutely hate it.
Okay. So then, where on that spectrum for you is Doom?
Doom. A bit up near towards the bad, but it's not bad enough to be fully enjoyable. It's like Doom and Resident Evil is the same. They're just kind of movies that are there, but I don't really remember all that well because they were just.
Do have to pat Doom on the back for giving us the first person sequence. Mm-hmm. So thank you for delivering that. Okay.
I saved all of my bad movie watching for in that era for romantic comedies.
Okay.
So I got nothing. I'm so sorry.
Oh.
I know, but there were so many good romantic comedies of that era. I just skipped over it. I'm really here to talk about Fallout.
Are we supposed to have a gunfight?
Well, okay, so we will get to Fallout. We'll have to get
I know.
Fallout.
I literally was asked. I got a message. They're like, listen, we know you could talk about Fallout. It just came out. We're going to need someone to do it. And I was like, I volunteer as tribute. I could talk about The Witcher, too. Those are the two things I got.
Fair enough.
And Pokemon.
Since you have this really soft spot for that Street Fighter movie, how did you feel about the Street Fighter Legend of Chun-Li movie?
You know, I didn't actually watch that.
Really?
Yeah, no.
You did not want to bespoil all your pleasure.
Yeah. Nah, I just, there's too many movies to watch, and that one I just didn't get to. I think that when I rewatched Street Fighter a couple of years ago, I was going to watch it, but then whatever streaming service it was on wanted money for it, and I'm like, I'm not paying money for this garbage.
Fair enough. Fair enough.
So no, I never watched that.
Obviously, that's not good. It's not as deliriously bad as the first movie by any stretch of the imagination. But Chris Klein plays a cop in that, and he's really trying to channel that original film because his characterization is something special. That's his Nick Cage movie. That is his Nick Cage movie. Take that how you will. And that's the thing. Video game movies, there's so many fighting games. And you would think, hey, we've got Jean-Claude Van Damme in a fighting movie. That should work. You would think you could get a fighting game, video game movie to actually work. And other than my Mortal Kombat, they really couldn't. I mean, we even had Dead or Alive that didn't work as a movie.
I think one of the issues of that, too, is that there's not a whole lot of... I mean, yes, there's a little bit of plot in fighting games.
Right.
But you need a little bit more.
Yeah.
In order to make an adaptation work successfully. So if you just have, like, I am going to put person A and person B and make them fight, you can't do that over and over for an entire movie and make it something, like, memorable.
I don't know. Bloodsport might disagree with you, but...
but, yeah, that's exactly what I was going to say. It's just, like, if a game doesn't have much of a plot, then...
See,
you're going to have the writers come up with that, and the people who you were going to get to write these movies back then, you're not going to get, you know, top-tier writers to write Street Fighter.
You're not. But that brings up an excellent point. Sure, fighting games are not big on story, so I can see... Sure, I can see how you could screw that up as a movie adaptation, but when you have a very intricate game with the backstory and plot line, how do you get Alone in the Dark wrong? Right?
Will. Sheer will. Determination and grit.
They purposely did.
Yes.
It's just like Resident Evil. The first Resident Evil movie, I don't mind. I see it as a decent prequel to the series overall. The second one, you took some liberties, but you put a liquor on screen, and by God, I was really happy. We get to the third one, and from that point forward, that franchise, I don't know what the hell that franchise was doing. People talk about jumping off the rails. No, they pole vaulted off the damn rails. I don't know what it was. Insane. And it's so strange to me because there's been so many Resident Evil games now. There is such a mythology. There is such a world built in that, and they just can't quite seem to get it right. The newest movie, the Welcome to Raccoon City, that felt like a Resident Evil game. That felt pretty good. The TV series on Netflix, absolute garbage. Absolute garbage. Couldn't take that at all. That's why we want something, and here's a fun moment for us all, if we play games. Fun moment for us all, is there's so many games out there that do have stories that we want to see. There's been talks and rumors of a Legend of Zelda film for the longest damn time. One day they'll get it, maybe. The Super Mario's brilliant movie gave them hope, so hopefully they'll do that. But what is a video game you think should be a movie?
I've always wanted to see, like, Final Fantasy VI or Chrono Trigger or something like that.
Chrono Trigger movie. Could you imagine American audiences in a Chrono Trigger movie? I'd like to watch. Okay.
But yeah, just, you know, some of those epic RPGs that I loved when I was a kid. Heck, give me, like, you know, a Baldur's Gate movie or something. Like, I haven't played Baldur's Gate 3 yet. I'm playing through the original one again now with, like, a ridiculous amount of mods. But I'm playing through it again. And, yeah, I mean, that's something that I'd like to see. Those characters and that are fun. But there's something with, you know, fun, enjoyable characters that you have, and I think that the RPG type genre gives you a lot of that.
Okay.
After the success of Fallout, I would love a series, not a movie, based on Skyrim.
Ooh.
Right? Yeah. So much lore to work with. So many fun Easter eggs you can toss in. It would just be like plus they could re-release it how many times? and just keep getting their money. Theatrical release. IMAX release.
Have you seen Skyrim? Have you seen Skyrim patch 3.71?
Yes.
It was the Thomas the Tank cut.
That's been a big surprise for me as well, is the number of action adventure games and some good storytelling games that we have in the video game world. How has that not been adapted? We'll forgive World of Warcraft. We will. They tried. There was something they really wanted to, but why have they not adapted? These bigger named action adventure. Skyrim is a perfect example. You would have thought at the height of Game of Thrones love, somebody would have went, wait a minute, we've got a property here.
Well, I leading into that, I have a list of all of the top rated tomato meters movie adaptation movies. And I think some of them will surprise you, and I think we'll find out the answer to that question by going through these real quick.
Okay.
Number one, with an 86% rating, is Werewolves Within.
Okay.
What? I've not played that. Have you played that?
I was looking it
but
up.
But apparently made a good movie. I never watched it.
It's the movie's a comedy horror movie that I enjoyed a whole lot.
So that, to me, says it's not so much about the video game itself as much as the genre.
The video game, from what I was looking at earlier, is like a VR type, virtual reality type thing on Oculus Rift. So I don't even know how many people have any idea of, have it. Seen it or something. It's a social deduction type thing. So, yeah. But the movie was fun.
I was thinking maybe you could also, look at audience, highest audience score, because as we know, critics and audiences don't always get along.
This is true.
Two famous video game movies from 2023, the Mario movie and the Final movie, had the high audience score. Critics hated it.
Speaking of, this leads us to number two. Any guesses on number two? I wouldn't have guessed it. It's a sequel, not even the original, and it has a rating of 72% on Rotten Tomatoes.
Sonic 2?
Angry Birds movie 2.
Now see, here's what will throw you on that. If you actually go and do research on video game movies, best of, it's usually around 9 or 10, but the Angry Birds movie comes in on a lot of best video game adaptation lists.
And that, I guess that shows that you can have a movie with, a video game with almost no plot and still make a decent movie, but why can't they do it for fighting games?
Although I think I sort of prefer the original Angry Birds movie to Angry Birds 2, sort of Angry Birds 2 might be a good movie, but Angry Birds 1, follows more the plot of the actual games, versus the piggies, while Angry Birds 2, we have eagles now.
Why not? But the third one is Sonic the Hedgehog 2 at 69%. And I was very sad to find out that Detective Pikachu was number 4.
Wow.
And just to do a top 5, Gran Turismo is number 5 at 65%.
Now, I got to admit, when I first heard they were going to do that, I was like, wait, what? Because then in my mind, I'm trying to think of what a Pole Position movie would have been like and not have been, a Cannonball Run.
Day of the Thunder, maybe?
You could dream. And then they show us this trailer, and I'm like, okay, that's an interesting way of adapting. Okay, because they play the game, they're not going to drive for quote-unquote real. Oh my God, someone's actually legitimately trying to make this. That was fascinating to me, that they would actually try to hardcore go with a good racing game movie, but still can't get a goddamn fighting game movie. Right. The hell, it should be. So
I think. I think this point is personal against you, and I'm very sorry.
You know what? Even more fun. I guess you could say the Mario movie. It's also a bit of a racing game movie along with it.
The new one. Yeah.
That's a fair point. Yes. Oh God. I was the whole time. I'm like, please let there be a Mario Kart moment. Please let there be a Mario Kart moment.
Now, all of a sudden, I want to see an Excite Bike movie.
Right?
Just biking along.
I mean, we had DMX. We had several dirt bike movies back in the 80s. We could do that.
Maybe you split the difference and you stick the fighting characters on bikes and you get a mid-movie. It's like French plate balancing on the side of the bike trying to hit each other.
See Johnny Cage attempt to fight M. Bison while riding on a just bicycle. Bicycle
of,
jousting.
That's just the plot of Ninja Mind 3 for Johnny Cage.
Well, you gotta clip him on like a tricycle at least 1 point for the sake of the gang.
Just like. Yeah. I just thought of an excellent fighting game movie. A Guilty Gear fighting movie.
Yeah.
But see, you know, video games still, you know, it's nice that we're to a point where we actually have some good ones. But my gut reaction, because I'm so damn old, my gut reaction is you say Guilty Gear, and I'm like, wow, how could they get this wrong? And I'm starting to put the list together how they get it wrong in every kind of adaptation.
Not good.
Was what?
There was a Street Fighter animated movie that was not good, was there?
Oh, there's been like 27 Street Fighter
movies. I feel like almost every fighting game movie is just
still fighting game movies.
Mortal Kombat animated series.
The original animated Street Fighter movie, they tried to be somewhat serious. They tried to put a plot line, but people only know it because you saw Chun-Li's boobs in a shower. Yeah, thank you. Oh, my God. Yeah.
Women really doing it for everyone.
She kicks high.
Yeah.
So because we started to get a decent amount, you know, where's some come? Then we had another resurgence of, hey, look, now we're going to do video game movies again. So even whether it's a newer one or older one, what was the biggest video game movie surprise to you? Because when I found out, wait a minute, how the hell are you making a Rampage movie? I could not wait to see what kind of twisted thing they decided to come up with for this video game that I loved as a kid, but you talk about something with no plot, it's just giant monsters crushing buildings. Yeah. How do you make a movie out of that? You bring in The Rock. Okay, fair enough.
You know what, one of the game movies that hasn't released yet, but when I'm hearing about it, I'm very surprised of how they're doing it. The Minecraft movie, which is put to be live action?
You hear a Minecraft movie, that does surprise you as well. I remember going, huh? Because, you remember the 90s where they had this thing like in smaller theaters where there was this sort of interactive movies where the audience could vote to determine how the movie would play? That, to me, is how Minecraft would have to work. Hey, kids, do you want to build something? But they're not going to do it that way. So I am very interested to see.
Well, no, I'm more interested in is live action. Like, Minecraft movie, I instantly think of, if you ask me what you should do, live action or anime for a Minecraft movie, I would instantly say anime because of all the, you know, the blocky textures that make Minecraft. If you don't have the blocky textures, then what the point?
I think they tried that. It's called Minecraft Story Mode.
At least that's not live action.
We talked about Minecraft.
Yeah. There's your movie. Go watch it.
I think they should, if they're going to do it,
like the Lego movie. That's probably the closest thing you could get.
Which I would argue is also a video game movie.
The video game came afterwards.
Still, though, I mean, you know, there's been enough Lego video games.
Yeah. There's so many Lego video games.
Exactly. It's
also, in that brain, I would also argue that Barbie movies, video game movies, they're. Don't talk to me or my Barbie video games ever again if you disagree. I don't know about you, but I was raised as a Barbie horse girl. You understand. I hear you.
So, the cutscene from Minecraft, that's an excellent little segue, because a lot of decent video game movies aren't actually movies, because fans, YouTube, has a wonderful collection of people that decide, you know what, I'm going to make... There's a Legend of Zelda trailer from like 7-8 years ago that is still to this day absolutely effing-lutely incredible. When you watch that, you're like, oh my God, that's exactly the movie I want. Yes, sir?
Uncharted fan film.
Yes! So much better than the actual movie. So much better than... And that's the one that kind of disappointed me, because Uncharted, I felt, was like, oh my God, all the times I tried to make video games feel like movies, Uncharted was the first time I actually felt like I was playing a movie. That wonderful moment where you get to see the truck come after you, and then it fades into you running from the truck. from this camera perspective, it's genius. And so, yes, a movie should have worked, but the fan film, it absolutely does. Because those are the people that are passionate enough about it and said, F you, I don't even need sponsors. My friends and I will just throw some shit together and make it happen. Yes.
Well, when you see a trailer of that, because I'm thinking of the Legend of Zelda one as well, a trailer of that quality, I'm like, can we just give this independent creator the budget?
Right?
The studio?
How did Nintendo not go?
You know what they're doing.
Put you under contract. Yes. Do that. Please make this happen for us.
Again, we all know that Nintendo is very strict when it came to legal things. You dare violate our copyright agreement, $1 million lawsuit.
There's a Legend of Zelda in the works on Netflix show.
Yeah.
But everyone's like, don't even bother because Nintendo's going to shut it down as soon as it gets because they can be finicky about their copyright.
I would love to see it.
I don't know if I'm reading the most recent stuff. Which, also, I was going to ask you guys what sources you have for actual reliable data regarding these things. Because you were talking about trailers on YouTube that could be made by anyone. Someone
right.
could name a channel Nintendo Official and put out a fan-made trailer. And then I'm like, this is great. I'll go see it in a
And you'll get an email asking you to join like, from Nintendo Official at hotmail.com.
Exactly. Or, you know, at the end they put, in 2 seconds... fan-made, or don't say anything at all, and I'm like, is this real? Is this fake? How do you determine?
Well, yeah, especially my podcast where we, you know, a geeky news segment is part of what we do. Anything you read, I have to read 4 or 5 other places before I'll even begin to start thinking that maybe it's real. Because, yeah, there's so much stuff out there, and you know, there's people who have sites dedicated to all kinds of things, and people are just punching out stories. Hey, this is my insiders say. Who the hell are you? And you're insiders.
Also, I understand a hot take, but I think if it's the movie coming from a Nintendo game, it should be animated to make it feel like, you know, the actual, so it make it look like sort of like, you know, actual, you know, feel sort of like the actual video game from like, you know, a Nintendo console.
I would suggest the Hayao Miyazaki Earth adaptation at that point, because that's not like it's ever working.
Yes.
I think that the reason why we can't get great adaptations in the movie form is because we try to take games that are 40, 50, 60 hours worth of content and synthesize them down to only 2 hours.
Oh, yeah, good point.
Is that why the success of series is, a lot of the series lately have been more successful?
I mean, a series, and see, ooh, there's our wonderful segue. It's going to happen.
Well, I'm not going to talk about Fallout right now. I'm not.
No, it's 3 minutes.
I think right now we are in the golden age of television and not movies.
Right.
Our television shows are far superior. Long format versus movies. Movies are hit and miss, and I think that's why we're getting better adaptations for series, is because that's just where the money is going.
We're in a weird era where it seems like more like the dark ages for movies right now, as we keep getting, because like Disney, which we used to be reliably on, like high quality, now are game flop after flop for, you know, movies.
Fair enough.
I think this time is the time for you guys to start talking about Fallout as well as the
well,
rest of us.
You have to talk about Halo first.
Do we?
Yes, we do. Yes, we do.
We don't need to talk about
Yes, we do.
Cheeks.
Because there's...
Can we talk about the Pixels movie?
No.
I don't think anybody should ever talk about
the Pixels. I went to theaters to watch
there
that.
No
I have the right time.
We can talk about Peter Dinklage from the Pixels movie, but that's about... That's about it. No, we have to talk about Halo.
Oh,
because, okay. You know, you're doing a series of a video game? Come on! And I know, Frank, you're going to be one of the hateful, purist people that this way. You have to understand, Halo has evolved, even in video game form. But we had the novels as well. We had all kinds of stuff for Halo. So a TV adaptation, that they're always going to change things. They're always going to change things. And especially for something like Halo, the changes they've done, I don't really mind them so much because I still have the games in my head, and I will cry over the fall of Reach no matter how many times I see it in any different medium that it is.
We you cry over that GMC product placement or whatever that truck was?
Hey, that's a very cool truck, and it's going to save humanity in the future.
You ain't getting the fall of region. Sorry.
So, okay. So Halo's been a hit or miss. The Last of Us, however, got a bunch of even non-game people going, hey, wait a minute. This is some good stuff here. That was an interesting one to adapt because that's one of those... That's one of those where you're like, please, God, don't screw this up. Because if you screwed that up, that was going to hurt us for a while because that was a big one to adapt. And getting that wrong would have pushed us back a long time. But they got Pedro Pascal.
What I love most, too, about the Last of Us adaptation is that they cast voice actors from the game in the show. Not as their roles, but the Easter eggs were just chef's kiss. So good.
One of them was in their role, too, I think. The head of the organization was...
Oh, yeah. And to hear that voice come from a non-animated face, but I was like, wait a minute! That was something special. So, yeah, and we're obviously all jazzed and looking forward to season two of that because, wow, did they do a good job on that. But then talking about a good job, now it's time. They made a Fallout show.
We didn't even talk about The Witcher. Okay, I'm sorry, we have to stop and talk about The Witcher.
We have to talk about the hot tub real quick, yes.
Yes, in bath scenes. But I know a lot of people don't like the way The Witcher series went, but it did make it super accessible for everyone, not just video game or book nerds.
Right.
And I mean...
Yeah, I mean, I've read the books. I've played at least Witcher 3. I loved the series.
Yeah, it's a beautifully made series. Yeah, I'm really interested to see how they're going to do the recasting and handle that. But until then, we can hold on to these happy memories of this. I'll talk about Fallout. We didn't talk about it in the fan-made because I didn't get a chance to speak, but it's okay. did anyone else see Nuka Break? It's so good. So there's a Fallout fan series called Nuka Break, and my only griping is with one casting of the people in it, but it was incredible and really captured the humor of Fallout. And yeah, you should watch it if you haven't watched it. Do it.
No, yeah, that is great. And that's something people were comparing to when they heard it's going to be a Fallout show. I was like, well, you know we have one. They're just made the same thing. Get these people. They know what the hell they're doing. But then Fallout happens. And so cautiously optimistic, you know, I cue that first episode. And holy hell. Now we're not only Golden Age of TV, but Golden Age video game TV. Because they made Fallout. And it is a perfect representation of the game. It is not... based on anything in the game at all. No characters at all. Well, okay. But it is absolutely the world of Fallout on television, and I was simply astounded they were able to do that.
The sheer amount of Easter eggs that they pumped into
all
that.
All over the place.
All, like, call-outs from Fallout 1, Fallout 2, New Vegas. Have you guys all seen it?
Yeah.
Okay, good.
Okay, good.
Nope. But.
Sorry, you're...
I don't even play.
You knew what this was.
Yeah.
But was anyone else screaming at those end credit scenes? Right?
Me who doesn't play Fallout, I have no idea what you're talking about.
But the world building, because, I mean, yes, Last of Us was beautifully made and it looked straight... ripped from the game, but the hurdles that Fallout had to jump to, because Last of Us was very much like post-apocalyptic this world. Fallout being a alternative history post-apocalyptic and the amount of effort that they had to put in with the cars, the set building, the advertisements, everything, they just did such a good job, and I went in ready to hate it because I am a Fallout diehard fan. My living room is covered in Fallout merchandise. I am embarrassingly obsessed with the series. And I was like, it's okay. I'll just cry. I'll take a day off work and I'll cry and I'll mourn the loss of my favorite thing. And I loved it. It was incredible. It was the best thing that I could have hoped for. And like, I don't have any gripes with it. And I am very critical when things that I love are messed with.
Yeah, it has wowed so many in the video game community, It's caught, you know, people's attention that have sort of heard about it. It's gotten the norms paying attention to this because
and playing Fallout.
And yeah, oh my God, yeah, the numbers for Fallout have gone through the roof because people are like, oh, let's go see it.
Surpassed a million players last week, and that game is hot garbage.
It's a lot better now that it has
people. If it wasn't set in Appalachia, I would never have played it because I hate MMOs. They ruined my Fallout with an MMO. I cried when it was announced.
Fallout?
My favorite Fallout is 3. But it was okay. 76 was okay. And I am glad people played.
You can play by yourself on your own world.
Yes, I do. I do get Fallout first, so I can do that.
Yes, sir.
So I think that what they did, you know, where you just take a world and you're not trying to tell the same story from the games, mm-hmm. but you take the world and then tell a new story, that's always going to be better, I think, than trying to take something that people love and, you know, change it and possibly corrupt it in their, you know, but taking the worlds of stuff like that, like the World of Warcraft movie, if they had just taken something, had a different kind of thing, not showing the way they did that one, but like just taking a different, like, this is the way it is now, this is the new story.
Right.
And I think that it would have been more successful.
And see, that's what we got to hope they're doing with The Sims. This is going to bring the world to life.
The more open world you have in an RPG-style game, like the more the player can play the game however they want, the harder it becomes to lock down what the official plot line is.
Yeah.
You know, you could speed run Breath of the Wild to the end in 20 minutes, or you could do all the Divine Beasts. That's going to be a very different movie.
Yeah, right.
Well, my question for Fallout, my friends were, which ending of 4 was canon?
Oh,
right.
My friends are arguing about that in our group chat, which was canon. I'm just sitting there like, I didn't play Fallout 3, I don't know what's going on right now.
You could do that same argument with 3 and New Vegas.
It was Vegas new.
Yeah. So I think that that's what made Fallout so successful, but I was also, going into Fallout, I was really hoping it was just going to be a one-season story and finished, so they could explore the next season a different set.
Right.
Kind of like they do with the movies, that there's very little, or the games, the very little overlap between the games of right. characters. Really just like a few characters from 2, Harold, and characters from 3 and 4. But I am cautiously optimistic about following the set of characters around.
Yes, sir.
I have an idea of how to make this successful on video game adaptation. Instead of following the main character, the story takes place in the same story as the video game, but following a different character, so you know, a side character.
Oh,
so you know.
The video game Rosencrantz and Guildenstern are dead. Okay. Yeah. Yeah, I'd like to see that. So, because we have just a couple minutes left, so very quickly, what is the one video game you don't think anyone could ever possibly make a movie out of? Because no matter how desperate they get, no matter how much they want to do it, I don't think we're going to see Cabela's Big Bear Hunter as a movie. I just don't think that's going to happen.
Great. Wait.
I don't know. Because I feel like somebody who's determined enough could make a movie out of anything. Now, if you're saying a good movie out of, like, you know, like Duck Hunt the movie.
That was about what I was going to say, Duck Hunt.
Yeah. Like, I mean, you know, somebody who's determined enough could have that dog laughing at the screen
We'd
for like
45
minutes.
We'd love to get the backstory
minutes.
Of the dog.
Yeah.
I mean, yes. You know? I mean, they even did a Tetris move. Like,
they're doing a movie about the creation of Tetris.
Of Tetris, yes. Which is the only way to do Tetris in an entertaining way.
I think that's already out on Apple TV.
Yeah. Okay, so you're
but
so
then again, I know somebody, and I've read it, who wrote Pong erotic fan fiction.
Hey!
So if you could do Pong erotic fan fiction,
then
you could make a Pong movie.
I have a suggestion of a movie that I think could have been made, a video game that could have been made back in the day, but not now. The Laser Shoot Larry games.
Oh, you know,
can't make them today.
Cinemax should have done that. Panelists, tell the world where you're going to be for the rest of the day.
I'm going to be judging the masquerade. Ooh. That's all I've got to do today.
Okay.
But it will eat most of my time. So if you're entering, and please do, it should be a good time. Or you want to come watch, please do. It should be a good time.
Yeah. Let's see. Rest of the day. I am in this room a lot. I've got 1 o'clock DCEU versus DCU. At 7, I've got 2023 movies you missed. And at 8 o'clock, I have MCU Phase 5. And tomorrow, I finally get to talk about Doctor Who.
Ooh. Today at 4 o'clock, Geek Radio Daily is live in here. Like I said, there's prizes. Tonight at the King William at 6, me and Ohi Mark will be hosting the Ultimate Blanket Fort competition. At 9 o'clock tonight in the King William, Ohi Mark and I will be hosting the RavenCon charity auction. Ooh. And then tomorrow at 2 and King George, we'll be playing Jackbox. So come play Jackbox with us. Last night, we had the adults-only version of Jackbox, and we closed with Live Swatter, and we had 36 people playing, which was awesome. So thank you all for being here at RavenCon. Have yourselves a fantastic rest of the weekend.
And if you want to scream about how Borderlands is miscast, we could do that in the hall.